4 years, federal traffic safety officials reported that there were around 200 deaths a year in the country from tire-related crashes. Then in 2015, that number jumped to more than 700. New reporting from nonprofit news organization Fair Warning shows that without saying why, officials at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, quietly altered the way they report crash data like this. And they used those lower numbers before to justify a decision not to seek stronger tire safety standards. I spoke more about this with reporter Eli Wolf via Skype, and he began by explaining this shift for me. When the numbers of tire-related crashes went up from 200 to 719, what changed?
So what changed is on its website, NHTSA was saying on average about 200 people a year died in tire-related crashes. And then at some point in July 2017, they suddenly changed that on their website. They said that 719 people had died in 2015. That's a huge jump in fatalities related to tire-related crashes.
Yeah, and this was largely to do with the fact that they had changed the way that they were tabulating this, right?
Right. So for several years, NHTSA was using something called the National Automotive Sampling System. This is one of the systems they use for collecting data on, you know, vehicle crashes and accidents. And, you know, this is kind of oversimplifying it, but the NASS is not the best way to measure these accidents because it gives a relatively small sample of actual crashes. So when they take an estimate off of that, it is pretty unreliable. The way they got that 700 figure and the way they've been getting those figures that are in the 700 range is they switched over to the fatality analysis reporting system, which is more like a census for vehicle crash data around the country. And it's considered by a lot of researchers to be more accurate.
Right. Okay. And this all sounds very in the weeds, but that low number that they had been reporting and the change there is actually really important, you report here, because safety regulators were using those low numbers to justify not changing some of their safety standards. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So in 2014, NHTSA issued this report about tire safety. And one of the things that it was looking at were these two new federal tire standards that had been introduced in 2007 and were designed to, improve safety for motorists. One of the standout figures in there was they claimed that as a result of these standards, tire-related crash deaths had dropped by 50% over a several-year period, which is a pretty stunning statistic to throw in there. And it attracted the attention of some safety researchers. One of them was Sean Kane. The other was a researcher named Randy Whitfield. Whitfield put together a study of that data, and that's where he noticed the discrepancy between the National Automotive Sampling System data and the Fatality Analysis Reporting System. And the takeaway that he reported was that NHTSA had essentially grossly undercounted crash deaths and injuries by relying on this, which really, you know, threw into doubt whether these two federal standards were actually that safe.
Yeah. And this has something to do with the tire aging rule that advocates have for a long time wanted NHTSA to adopt, right? What would that do?
Sure, yeah. In essence, what that rule would have done would have made it easier for motorists to understand how old their tire was and when they should replace it. And by taking this 50% drop in deaths and claiming that that meant they did not have to create a rule, NHTSA forfeited the possibility of creating that safety enhancement for people who are driving.
Yeah. What are some of the internal, I guess, politics that may be at play here in NHTSA? Like, why do you think NHTSA would be remiss to adopt a rule like that? Is there some reason they wouldn't want to do that?
It's a good question. When I asked them why they had changed this data, they told me that the NASS gave them more detailed information about crashes, and that's why they originally used it. But they didn't actually tell me why they switched over to FARS. So I'm not sure what went on inside NHTSA that allowed them to go with the NASS originally and then switch over to FARS. But one thing that a lot of people who focus on auto safety issues will tell you is that NHTSA is frequently under a lot of pressure from the tire industry. So, you know, if they see this as something that would introduce more costs on their end, they would have pushed against it. And you can sort of see the results for themselves. NHTSA didn't end up taking a rule. But I would be speculating if I tried to guess why NHTSA didn't end up adopting this rule and why they did switch this data.
All right. That is Eli Wolf, staff writer with Fair Warning. Eli, thank you for joining us to tell us about this.
Thank you.